Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We do have the chance of some afternoon thunderstorms today. You can see those could kick up mid to late afternoon. I'll show you what could happen behind this front that will affect your weekend.
And tornadoes ripped through parts of Texas, leaving three people dead and dozens others hurt. We have new video showing those twisters and the damage left behind in the Lone Star State and Oklahoma.
Members of Congress gathering here in Moore County to discuss power grid security, what we were expecting to hear months after an attack knocked out power for thousands.
It is 4:30 on your Friday. We're glad you're with us. Made it to the weekend here. All right. We just have a work day to get through, and we're going to enjoy it. I'm Jeff Hogan. I'm Sean McConaughey here.
Hello.
Elizabeth's over there.
Yes, Elizabeth is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking all things weather for today and as well as your Father's Day weekend. Elizabeth, good morning.
And as soon as I finish this weather, I'm going to collect coffee and pass it out to everybody. it's Friday. 70 degrees right now. That's really a fairly warm start. That's what we would see typically in July and August, and it's going to feel a bit like it today. Our dew point right now is 65, which is kind of a middle of the road dew point. Finally, as we get into the weekend, we're going to see that dropping back to feeling much more pleasant. But today's going to feel a little on the sticky side. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see we do have some cloud cover that's showing up this morning. When I walked in, I couldn't see any stars. I think we have mainly just some high thin cloud cover right now. And as we head through the morning, it'll be partly cloudy. There's lunchtime for us. And then right after lunchtime, we start to see the showers and thunderstorms dropping in, starting in the north. It's going to be along a front that drops from Virginia across our area. Notice the coverage isn't huge, and we're not looking at a big chance for severe storms. We'll see all this tapering off mostly right after sunset. Here's a look at where we do have a level one risk for severe storms. So that's going to be right there along the Virginia line up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. So it's just a small part of the viewing area. Our temperature right now, as I said, 70 degrees, 71 in Fayetteville, 70 in Rocky Mount, and 61 degrees in Roxboro. So it's a pretty warm and sticky start, and it will be another hot afternoon like yesterday. We hit 90 yesterday, looking at 91 this afternoon.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A man is fighting for his life after being shot in Durham. Police say that shooting happened just after 9:15 last night on Fayetteville Street. A person called 911 while driving the person to the hospital. Officers responded to the hospital and the shooting scene as well. And there's no word yet on the reason behind that shooting or if police have made any arrests in the case.
New this morning, we now know the name of the man found dead at a Fayetteville hotel. Authorities released his name just after 2:30 this morning. He's Jeremy Mercer. Police say he was found dead inside a room at the Extended Stay America on Owen Drive. It happened around 7 o'clock last night. Officers say they responded to reports of a suspicious death. They have not said how Mercer died.
Congressional leaders will be in Pinehurst today as they work to protect the nation's power grid. WRAL's Keenan Willard is in Pinehurst this morning. And Keenan, today's hearing comes 6 months now after the substation attack in Moore County. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff. Of course, that's the reason that this congressional field hearing is going to be held here. In about 5.5 hours, we're expecting multiple congressional leaders and experts on power grid security to come here speaking about these issues and how exactly companies and the government can respond. That's going to be led by the Congressional Subcommittee on Energy, Climate, and Grid Security. We're expecting to hear from Duke Energy, emergency management leaders from North Carolina, and of course, congressional members on that subcommittee. And this is happening here because of that December attack on two substations in Moore County, which left more than 45,000 homes and businesses without power for days. The attackers or their motive have never been identified. This also comes as a new bill passed the legislature in North Carolina just yesterday, increasing penalties for power grid attacks, increasing the potential jail time for state charges up to 5 years. Now, some of the topics we're expecting to hear discussed here today would be the kind of threats and increasing threats to power grids nationwide, as well as how both companies and the government can respond. We're going to be live streaming this hearing on WRAL.com. You can find it on our website at 10 a.m. when this begins. Keenan Willard, WRAL News.
All right, thanks for that, Keenan. Today's hearing comes as a bill increasing punishments for the power grid attacks heads to Governor Cooper's desk. That bill cleared the state legislature yesterday, imposing a penalty of nearly 5 years in prison for anyone who attacks a power grid. A person or people involved in the Moore County attack, as Keenan said, have not been caught. That bill would not apply to anyone involved in that attack, but they would likely face several severe charges.
And this morning, police are looking to make arrests after a string of robberies in North Raleigh. Several reports of robberies and attempted robberies came in around 10 o'clock last night. Police did confirm two robberies happened. The first was on Pointer Drive. The second was on Falls Church Road. Police say at least three men were involved in the robberies. They say the men were traveling by car and at least one was carrying a long gun. Our crew and the WRL Breaking News Tracker saw police take two men in handcuffs last night as they investigated these reports.
At least three people are dead this morning. Dozens others are hurt after tornadoes hit the Texas Panhandle. This morning, crews are searching through damage for possible survivors who may still be trapped. This is video of a second possible tornado in Parrington. That is the same area where a confirmed tornado touched down Thursday. People there are waking up this morning to widespread damage. And you can see more than 25 units were destroyed at a trailer park. The National Weather Service says it won't know the strength of the tornado until they get out and are able to survey the damage.
And check out this video of Oklahoma. Multiple tornadoes were spotted on Thursday as that same storm system passed through. A storm chaser got this incredible video as the twister touched down in a rural area that is near the town of Geronimo. That's southwest of Oklahoma City. This is a look at the damage left behind from the storms. As of right now, no word yet on any injuries.
A teacher's out of a job after a child reportedly overdosed at a Raleigh daycare facility. This happened at the Stonehenge Kinder Care Center on Bridgeport Drive. Raleigh police say they responded to a report of an overdose there on Tuesday. Last night, Kinder Care responded to a WRL request for comment saying, quote, because the alleged incident happened under the care and supervision of one of our teachers, we decided to end the teacher's employment. We're working to learn more about the details surrounding what happened.
And support is pouring in this morning as people remember Ray Lewis III. He is the son of NFL Hall of Famer Ray Lewis. Rashawn Lewis, Ray's other son, posted this message to his Instagram account announcing his brother's death. As of right now, there are no details about how he died. And former Baltimore Ravens standout Robert Griffin III posted a tweet sending his condolences to Lewis, who is also a Ravens legend. The CIAA also posted a message to Twitter regarding Ray Lewis III's passing. He played college football at Virginia Union, as well as Coastal Carolina and Miami. He was 28 years old.
Only on WRAL, the father of a pregnant woman killed in Raleigh is giving his response after the couple charged with murdering her was sentenced to life in prison. Brittany Smith's body was found inside a suitcase near the Neuse River in February of 2021. She was 6 months pregnant with a baby boy. Speaking with WRAL's Ashley Rowe, her father, Eric Silver, said the sentencing gives him closure but not satisfaction.
They're going to be locked up the rest of their life, but they still grieving, you know. And I feel like they shouldn't be here either, you know. So, you know, their lives should be taken as well.
Thomas Johnson and Emily Trevathan were sentenced yesterday in Wake County Court, and their life sentences do not include the possibility of parole.
Turning now to the North Carolina State Legislature, a Republican-led committee cleared changes for a bill impacting the state's election laws. One change would make it harder to vote by mail, making the signature requirement much stricter. Now, if it passes, here's how it would work. The state will compare your signature from your mail-in ballot and your driver's license you signed on the digital pad at the DMV. If there are too many differences, your vote may not count.
The other bill being proposed discusses making it harder to vote by mail or the use of same-day registration at early voting sites. Republican leaders say the changes are necessary for election security. They say they'll help increase public confidence in the fairness of elections. Opponents say they're aimed at making it harder for Democrats to vote. Kimberly Hardy with the State Democratic Party said the fact that some people believe there is widespread election fraud isn't a good reason to change the law.
Either be that there is evidence of it or there is not, and there has been no substantive evidence to support that either of these bills is necessary.
And another bill would restructure boards of election at the state and county levels and give lawmakers the power to appoint them, not the governor. They would have even numbers of Republicans and Democrats. Critics say that could lead to gridlock in the election system. Coming up on 440 right now, today marks the end of a two-year-old investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. What you can expect from the DOJ's review in the wake of the murder of George Floyd.
Plus, Five on Your Side found an urgent warning for some popular baby tents used at the beach. What you need to know this morning to make sure your child stays safe.
And we'll give you a live look outside from our WRL Live Cam Network. This is North Hills, and Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break with a look at this weekend's forecast as you celebrate Father's Day and Juneteenth.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 5:43. It's a nice morning out there. This is a live look at Goldsboro. We do have a little bit of cloud cover out there that we're going to see as that sun starts to climb in the sky this morning. It's a warm start. Our temperatures are in the upper 60s to low 70s. So it does feel a lot like summer. It's just a little bit humid out there. But that's going to change over the weekend. I'll explain that coming up in just a minute or two. Let's take a look at our fitness forecast. Obviously, it will feel better in the morning. We're definitely into that time of year, at least for today, when it's going to be awfully hot this afternoon, looking at 90 to 91. And we'll also have a chance of some thunderstorms. It'll feel better to get out there early versus late. We'll start to see the showers and storms popping up for us right after lunchtime and ending right around sunset. We're going to talk about how much better it'll feel tomorrow coming up.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we want to take you to this brand new video into a newsroom of Pope Francis leaving a Rome hospital this morning. He's back in the Vatican. You see him here greeting well wishes as he leaves the hospital. After he was there for abdominal surgery and recovery, he left this morning. The 86-year-old pontiff was in a wheelchair initially, but then once he got outside, he got up and he started shaking hands with all the hospital staff who took care of him. And of course, he waved to well wishes, of course, who lined the walkway. And interestingly enough, yesterday he met with the children in the cancer ward of that hospital. And 2 years ago, he did the same thing the day before he was released from the hospital. He did the same thing yesterday. And today, the Pope is out of the hospital and back in the Vatican recovering this morning.
Good news. Looking well. Thanks, Ken. Today, we will learn the results of a Justice Department investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department after the death of George Floyd. Attorney General Merrick Garland will share the findings in a news conference at 11 this morning. His department launched the investigation in 2021. Floyd's murder led to protests all over the country. Derek Chauvin, the officer convicted of murder for kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 10 minutes, was sentenced to more than 22 years in prison.
The U.S. Energy Department and other federal agencies are working to recover after being hit in a global cyber attack. The nation's cybersecurity agency says the hacks are not expected to cause any significant impacts because of recent improvements to defenses. It's not known exactly how many government agencies were hit. Investigators are working to figure out whether Russia is behind the attack.
The Museum of Durham History is asking the city and county for funding to design a new facility. The nonprofit has operated out of its current 1,100-square-foot building for 10 years. Executive Director Patrick Munklow says they want both a new building and upgrades to their current exhibits in the near future. As Durham's skyline has changed, their materials have become outdated.
We do a lot on a shoestring budget here at the museum, and it is time after 10 years, as the cityscape that I was just referring to, looking beyond the windows, as that cityscape changes, there are upgrades and there are changes that need to be made to our permanent exhibits.
The total budget is about $676,000. The museum, city, and county will establish a working group to look at the plans.
An urgent warning this morning to stop using a beach tent for babies because they can suffocate. Five on Your Side found the warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission about the Caddo brand baby tents. It is not a safe place for babies to sleep, and it comes with an infant pillow that was banned because of its foam pellets. The company that sells these through Amazon has not responded to officials' demands for a recall.
Only one brand of recalled frozen strawberries was sold in North Carolina. Nine cases of hepatitis A have been connected to the recall that was expanded this week. Five on Your Side dug through all the data, and our team found the only recalled product potentially sold in North Carolina was frozen bags of organic tropical fruit blend pineapple, bananas, strawberries, and mango sold at Trader Joe's. They have specific Best Buy dates. You'll find that information on WRL.com. Just search recall. 4:47, the time right now. Back to Elizabeth Gardner with a look downtown and a good day on the way, albeit it'll be hot today.
It is going to be hot today. It'll feel very much like yesterday, except we'll probably see a bit more in terms of showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon. And also this morning, it's going to be a little bit on the cloudy side when we see the sun come up. 70 degrees, though, already, and our dew point's at 65, and that feels very summer-like. You'll notice as you step outside today. Temperatures will climb on up into the low 80s by the time we get to lunchtime. And here's a look at the big picture. We still have a lot of thunderstorms down here across parts of the deep south. This is going to be day three, where we're looking at almost in the same spot. Today, at least overnight last night, it's been a little bit farther to the west across parts of Texas and Louisiana, but we still have severe thunderstorm watches and warnings going on right now. We also have a tornado warning that just popped up there in the northern part of Florida. A couple of those. Looks like that tornado maybe has been on the ground for a little while. We're not going to see that kind of severe weather around here. We have this front kind of sliding through. This one comes in behind it. We're going to see all this moving through to help bring us a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. We take a look at Futurecast. We'll zoom in here, and you can see that here's a look at 9 a.m. We're looking at lunchtime. Everything looks nice and quiet, and then we'll see those scattered showers and thunderstorms starting to pop up. There's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, some fairly light coverage. There's 5 o'clock, isolated thunderstorms, and then it all moves out about the time we get to sunset. But behind our front, it's going to feel a lot more comfortable. So around town today, as those thunderstorms are cropping up, we'll see 91 in Raleigh and Durham and 92 in Fayetteville. So it will be a hot one. And right now it's sitting just at the bottom of steamy at 65. And we'll see that dropping significantly tomorrow. Take a look at this. For Saturday and Sunday, we drop right back into the comfy zone. But then we're way up into some really sticky conditions Monday and Tuesday. But that's because we'll have a better chance for rain. Even though we're going to see our air mass drying out, it may be a little bit smoky. Once we start to see that air shifting to northwesterly, it's going to drag down a little bit of smoke. It's not going to be a lot. It just puts us at moderate, but it will look hazy like it did last weekend. So Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at moderate air quality, which is code yellow. It's not an action day. It's something you need to do. You can be outside doing whatever you want to, but we are, of course, looking at some haze in the sky. Our mountain forecast for tomorrow, looking nice. We'll see 83 in Asheville, Boone at 74, 68 at Grandfather Mountain, and at the beaches over the weekend, also looking really nice. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s right along the coast. We're looking at 88 for today, 91 on Sunday. So it's going to be a nice Father's Day. It's got a hot one, but we're not looking at rain. And then Juneteenth, Monday, that begins our chance for storms. It looks pretty wet for us Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. More than 100 miles of deals will be available starting this morning. Coming up, we'll explain how you can be part of the annual endless yard sale that's happening this weekend.
Oh, this is something else. Plus, the U.S. Open continues today. We're taking a look at some of the history-making moments that happened in the opening round in L.A.
That's pretty good.
Imagine if you lost something that was very valuable to you and you never thought you'd get it back, and then you get a call 50 years later saying someone found it. Two states over.
Yeah, that's exactly the case for one Raleigh man. WREL's Destiny Patterson sat down with him to hear how, after all these years, he was reunited with his high school class ring.
Michael Pedno graduated from Needham Broughton High School 58 years ago. But looking at this ring brings back memories.
I remember the blue stone, and I remember that I wore it on the right hand of my pinky finger on my right hand.
Having the gold rings snuggled around his finger is a feeling he's missed for quite some time.
It probably was stolen in 1966 or 67.
It wasn't until just this week that he got it back. The ring was found over in West Virginia by Detective Jonathan Coleman.
We were doing a search warrant on a vehicle, and I found a jewelry box in the center console, and I opened it up, and I seen this Needham Broughton class of 65 class ring in gold.
He says the intricacies on the ring piqued his interest.
I had had my initials MP engraved on the inside of the band.
After looking up the class roster from 1965, Detective Coleman says he found Pedno and called him right away.
Seems like a needle in a haystack type thing.
I was gobsmacked. I was just absolutely dumbfounded.
But also excited to the point that he went to personally pick up his long-lost ring.
It is rewarding when we can give stuff back to people, especially when it's sentimental to them.
I'm going to have it cleaned up, and then I'm going to probably give it to my wife of 55 years, and she can take care of it for me.
Destiny Patterson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
I love that he's going to give it to his wife.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, it's not clear how the ring ended up in West Virginia. Detective Coleman says the suspects involved in their initial search were not cited for the rings.
Yeah, that's because he says couldn't prove whether or not the rings were actually stolen. Mm. They were, however, charged with some different crimes.
All right. Well, glad he has it back. Mm-hmm. We'll be on the lookout if you're traveling on U.S. 301 today and tomorrow. Thousands of bargain hunters will be stopping at homes and businesses for the annual Endless Yard Sale. Look at this. The annual event gets started this morning, covering more than 100 miles. The route runs through Harnett, Johnston, Wilson, Nash, and Halifax counties. You can get out and shop for treasures from 7 to 5 today and tomorrow. I love a good yard sale.
Oh, well, that's a good one for sure. U.S. Open continues today. This was a big deal on day one. Such excitement. Ricky Fowler shot 62 at the L.A. Country Club, tied for the lowest score in a men's major championship in history and the lowest ever at a U.S. Open. Not long after Fowler registered that amazing score, about 22 minutes later, give or take, Xander Schauffele joined him. Same thing. And history today at the U.S. Open. No one shot 62 in a single round there from 1895 when it started all the way to 2022. So there you have it. All the action on the greens continues tonight at 8 right here on WREL. The security of the nation's power grid will be the focus of a congressional field hearing today in North Carolina. Keenan Willard will tell us about areas that need improvement.
And the search continues this morning for survivors after tornadoes hit parts of Texas. We have new video of the damage left behind. That's next at 5.
And one of the top names in the world of mixed martial arts is being accused of sexual assault. What Conor McGregor's accuser says happened during an NBA Finals game.